This is an audio recording of the North Huish Parish Council Annual Meeting and the Annual Parish Meeting for North Huish on Tuesday, the 4th of May, 2021. Due to technical difficulties, the recording is of poorer quality than usual.
Could I take the chair and ask for proposals for chairman of our council for the next 12 months, please?
Can we have David Gabriel again? Can I propose him?
Standing orders say that only for 5 years, don't they?
We have made exceptions. Oh, no, no.
Okay.
It's up to you whether you want to. The standing order we take to be advisory rather than compulsory.
a very practical arrangement.
Well, I think this year, particularly with everything that's happened this year, there are arguments for. Well, it's up to you. I don't make these recommendations. I can just tell you what we've done.
Well, I will second that very quickly. Can I second that?
And we need to ask the person whether or not he would stand.
Do we have to?
Well, if you're prepared to put up with me again, I mean, you might be bored of me by now.
Right. The other thing I must ask then is, are there any other proposals? That being the case, could you sort of signify one way or another your support or otherwise? Get those in favour, please.
Yes.
Jonathan said yes, did you? Thanks. In that case, it's unanimous, thank you. And I will pass it back to the chairman.
What about
Mr. Gabriel?
Should we not propose a vice chairman or...
that's your job now.
Oh, is it? Right. May I have proposals then for a vice-chairman, please?
Could I propose Tristram?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Any other proposals? Is Tristram prepared to wield the knife?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, fine. That being the case, that would seem to take care of that. So, bad luck, guys.
Why does the vice chairman have to wield a knife?
It's a sort of electronic image, somehow.
I'm happy to be the chairman of vice for another year.
Yeah, fine. You're the only one that knows what's going on in an IT capacity, so you're invaluable. Okay, well, in that case, if we're all in agreement, we'll crack on with the chairman's report. I'll sort of make it as brief as I can, really, because... It goes without saying, this is a year that none of us have ever experienced before and has been extraordinary.
Mr. Chairman, please, can I just, will you be able to forward this to me, save me writing it all down?
Yeah, I'll write it down. I think it's worth noting that we're... Hello, Jonathan. God, you're still... I think we have to acknowledge that we're very lucky living where we are in an area which... has one of the lowest coronavirus incidences, I think, in the country, probably. Also, in an area where our rural lifestyle is impacted less, I think, than in most places in the country. So I think we must be very grateful for that. The online meetings, I think, have gone surprisingly smoothly, really. And for that, I think we must owe a bit of gratitude to Councillor Gravatt, who... as I just intimated, seems to be anyone that knows what's going on, really. So I register our thanks on that score. As far as I understand it, the online meetings are going to carry on for the time being. Is that the case?
Well, the last one.
Okay, right. Well, that's something we obviously will address later on. Planning comes and goes, seems to have less and less impact, and we seem to have less and less influence on anything. I mean, I don't know quite why they send us the planning applications, really, because A, and one, we can't even see them very often, and B, and two, nobody takes any notice of us. But that being said, I mean, we still need to try to influence these decisions. I think the major development this year, it's something I think we should be quite pleased of, it's taken a long time coming, but we seem to be making progress on the defibrillator front for North Huish. I mean, I think that is an important thing for the parish. It means we've got two different races. Thanks go to Councillor Gravatt again for getting linked to BT, and to Councillor Bell for helping to get this business of the land sorted out. Grateful, obviously, to grants from Devon County Council and South Hams District Council, and also to Mr. Rotham, the parishioner, who very generously gave us a grant towards that. So I think that is a positive progress. Apart from that, our main expenditure, as always, has been maintenance of highways, puddle holes and potholes and things, which, however mundane, I mean, have a major impact on the parish, and actually represent quite a sizable chunk of our spend. But I think that has to continue, because obviously it's being the impact on everybody. Going forward, I mean, we have to review the use and maintenance of the play park. We've obviously had some controversy lately, but I think that's sort of largely been addressed. But I think ongoing, we have to sort of make sure we keep tabs on that, make sure the play park is maintained and used properly. The incident of the Primrose Trail came up obviously recently, hasn't affected us now, will probably affect us in the future, but I mean, we really have only to address its impact on our parish, not the wider area, although we can have a view on that. Other than that, nothing very much to say, I suppose, but thanks to all councillors for their diligence and patience, and hopefully we can make progress next year. Okay, so then we have a fifties report. If I can wrestle Councillor Bell away from his telephone.
That's right, I'll get the report.
Okay, thank you, Maggie.
Right, the trustees of North Hewish Fearfees, the Bowden and Perrin charity. Mrs. M. Luscombe is the chair, Mr. Bell is the treasurer, Mrs. Marigold Seagerberry, Valerie Pierce, Diane Lethbridge and Mr. A. Mitchell are on the committee. The main thing is the lack of water to Mary Park Field. Jonathan has thoroughly got this thoroughly investigated, but due to the obsolete pipe, it will not be possible to attach it to the mains. So although there's a natural spring, it can dry up, and it has been suggested to the tenant that he provides a temporary water supply during these times. We're waiting for the fences around the field to be ameliorated. Three families benefited from the Xmas donations, and the Pemberton Trust now gives the proceeds as a gift to any child that is baptised in the parish. The CSEs are aware of these difficult times and welcome any notification of anyone in need of a very small grant. And that concludes it.
Okay, thank you, Maggie. Thank you for that. Do we have any other reports? Tony, are we expecting other reports?
I haven't received any at all. We have things like village hall reports in the past, but that seems to have disappeared for the time being.
Still, the committee is, as it happens, the committee is meeting this week, but we have no report for you at this moment in time.
No. Okay, thank you. Other reports, obviously, play park, etc., will come up during the parish council meeting proper. We, as you say, we have had emailed reports from County Council Hosking and District Council Canal Smurden. I've just had a chance to read Council Hosking's one 5 minutes ago, but it's all down there, so we can probably include those in the minutes, I guess. Tristan, is that all right?
Yeah, we can certainly include those on the website.
Okay, great. So we needn't go into those in great detail unless the esteemed councillors appear in person. So if I understand it, we now all log off, do we, and then log back on again?
That was both the first two meetings, wasn't it? So yes, we can log back off.
We're rapid.
Join the council meeting proper. It will take a moment for me to set that up, if you'll forgive me. So
we log off now and then come back on, yeah?
Yeah, log that off. And there is a different set of login details for the next meeting.
So you'll see you all again in 5 minutes,
see you soon.